All right, it's the rundown. It is December 4th. It is Monday. It is presented by Oak Heart. Like we keep saying, it's holiday season, so Oak and Gingers. Drink them, Dan, back from your travels
through the long week. Yeah.
Bill's Mafia. So welcome back. It is brought to you by Conair, the Man Eye Stubble Trimmer. Get it. Perfect holiday gift. Conair makes products that keep us looking good. It's sold on Amazon. Click on the link below. Makes a great gift this holiday season. Really does. All guys need something like that. Also, be in the market for like a nose and ear trimmer, too. They have those as well, I'm sure. Conair Man Eye Stubble Trimmer. I wonder if you can do... No, I don't think you can do the nose and the ear with the eye stubble.
I don't think you can do the ear. You can get it in your nose.
Yeah, you can put it up there.
The ear, do you really need the ear?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Oh, wow.
Just rip it out.
That's tough.
Old, getting old.
I got the nose, but the ear... Hope yep. That never happens.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it will. Old people. College playoffs. A lot of talk about it. Let's start with, before we get into that, we'll go to you, Dan. Wisconsin, tough loss. A game that even though they were in, you never, and I bet on Wisconsin, I never, ever thought they were going to win. You were there. Thoughts?
I mean... I thought they had a chance, obviously, at the end. I don't know what happened with that, the pass interference call. I thought they should have been offsetting penalties. Because that basically, when if Wisconsin gets first and 20, when they can't run the ball,
yep.
The game is over. Like, it was over right then when that happened. They're a good fucking team. The biggest takeaway I had of that game is JT Barrett fucking sucks.
He was bad.
Like, if Urban had put in Dwayne Haskins, like, Ohio State should have beaten Wisconsin by 30. There were so many huge, right. And he basically can just run up the middle. I mean, he's very good at that. He's very good at getting those, like, extra yards. There was that, fourth and one.
That was a dagger.
But it was one of those situations where, like you said, it felt like Wisconsin. It was weird because by halftime, I was like, this game's over. But then Wisconsin just hung around. And that's just their defense. Great defense. Good team. Top 10 team. Not top four team. I think that's kind of what we all thought all year.
It's one of those teams, Wisconsin, that just, especially in college football, it's just hard to win when you have negative infinity, like, explosiveness on offense.
Right, and you just don't have a quarterback that can make, like, a big, big play. I thought Paul Chris, called a great game because Wisconsin was like, we can't run against this D-line. We're going to actually have to throw it. And he did, some creative things, but
now,
you're right.
Like, 2 weeks ago you said you wanted Ohio State. Was that you... hyping yourself up?
No,
you
I really want. Thought, you no, really, you, I wanted that. No. That was the game I want. I mean, that was a. This is a very classic Wisconsin season that you get to the big game and you don't finish it off.
I don't think the Big Ten is very good this year. I don't think that was a great.
I think
Ohio
Penn State's
State
probably the best team in the Big Ten, and if it wasn't for that rain delay in East Lansing, they might have had a shot.
Yeah, I would agree with you. The play, I don't know that it would have changed it. Because they held him to a field goal anyways. But if they stopped JT Barrett on that fourth and one when no one actually got close to tackling him. He just kind of ran into like a group of people. If they stopped him there, I thought they're going to somehow win the game.
Yeah, and also the first quarter play when the Badgers were moving the ball easily and Hornibrook throws the interception, which was a throw that was like, he was so covered. And then they just, Ohio State turned around and had that like 80-yard touchdown. That felt like, that was like, even though it was first quarter, it was like, that's bad.
What are your thoughts on Bama being in over Ohio State? And the bigger thing for me, not bigger thing, I mean, it's an imperfect system, so you could have arguments anyway. I think, and I'm not saying anything that other people haven't said, it's got to go to 8. You got to have all 5 major mm-hmm. conferences automatic and 3 wild cards. Till then, it's however you want to look at it. But the one thing that I was confused is why just nobody, if you put in Ohio State, I think then USC would have had a humongous argument. I didn't understand why no one was saying USC.
So USC, I thought they should have talked about it more, but they got blown out by Notre Dame. And my problem with it is that the committee just does, they say one thing and they kind of do another. Like the week before the championship Saturday, they're like, oh yeah, Alabama 5-8's neck and neck. Alabama and Ohio State neck and neck. All that happened in between then was Ohio State won the Big Ten championship. So if they were neck and neck then Ohio State should have been in the playoffs. But I have no problem with Bama being in. I just hate that the committee just doesn't come out and they should just say,
well,
if you get blown out at any point in the season, you're not in.
But
that's all it came down to. It came to 31 points against Iowa.
But
yeah,
right, but
Notre Dame,
fair,
but
no?
USC got blown out by 40 against or whatever it was.
Right.
Like
so, but
those,
so
Notre
isn't
Dame.
That the same?
Yeah, no, they should have been talked about more. But I just
because it's so hard. You can't do like the murder mystery of the rope because yeah, Notre Dame killed USC, but then Stanford beat them pretty thoroughly, and then USC beat. So
yeah, I think the problem with USC's case was there wasn't. It would have probably helped if they had another really, really good team in the Pac-12 because their two best wins are Stanford twice.
Right.
So I think that kind of always hurts when your two best wins are against the same exact team.
I guess I always hold Stanford in like.
Yeah,
super
no,
high
I do
regard.
Too. But like they needed, I feel like they needed one of those other teams to be real, like UCLA to be what they were supposed to be or something like that. But I think those are the four best teams. I think Alabama is a better team than Ohio State. So for that, in that respect, I have no problem. I just think the committee is full of shit and they change from like week to week. And they should actually just make it a rule that if you lose by more than 24 points at any point in the season, you're automatically eliminated. Can't even be discussed. So even if you have one loss, but it was over 24, you're out.
They do kind of have their rule in there, which is the last bullet point, which is kind of an amazing rule, on what they consider and just says other things.
Yeah.
Like that is like one. It's like, yeah. All right, well.
Other things, like Nick Saban, like, you know, wants Alabama to be in.
That's the thing to me, like, as a casual fan, I'm like, put Alabama in the mix for the national championship because that's, I think that puts asses in the seats.
Yeah, but Ohio State does as well.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I feel like I was saying on the radio today, like.
I mean, all three of those teams, USC does too.
Yeah, they all do. And actually, I mean, there is, I know there was like a conspiracy theory that like ESPN basically rigged it for ratings. I actually think this isn't going to be great for ratings because although the matchups are great, there's no Northern team.
No,
I totally.
I think the SEC watch the SEC no matter what. You don't have the Big Ten. The Big Ten ratings were almost as good as the SEC.
Right,
ratings.
And there's no Pac-12 team, so it's like basically 2/3 of the country's out of it. I think Clemson's going to destroy Alabama.
I think Clemson is by far the best team in the country.
Although Oklahoma, Clemson would be. I
also think Oklahoma's overrated.
Yeah.
I think
they're overrated?
Yeah, I think.
I mean, they have the best wins of any team in the playoffs.
I think it's going to be Clemson.
You think your boy Baker's going to play on the show?
I think I called him on Heisman. Yeah. I think it's going to be Clemson, Georgia.
Okay.
And I think Clemson will win that game, but I think that'll be a good game. I think Georgia's defense will basically shut down Oklahoma.
I don't know. Baker is electric.
I hope Baker puts on like a.
I know.
I'd like to see that, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Here's the thing, though. When you like ask yourself who the fourth team should be, I was walking out of the Big Ten championship game. I was like, if Ohio State makes it, I will put my every cent I've ever had on Clemson to beat them. But if it was under 7, that would have been the lock of the millennium. So that, I mean, I know you can't decide it on Vegas, but Clemson would have destroyed Ohio State.
You can't, and that's the thing. You can't base it on anything. That's why it has to be. I know it's college football always has been. We've made great strides, actually, since it was just two teams.
Yeah, could you imagine if we were debating who gets into the finals between Clemson, Oklahoma, and Georgia?
It would have been Clemson, Oklahoma.
But that would have been the worst, like, right, to have to deal with that.
So we have made strides, but college football is the only sport where it's still, like, as much, like, politics paper as on the field. Because I agree with you. I agree with you that Clemson would destroy Ohio State. I also thought, like, the old Miami, that team that Claret beat, I'm like, there's no chance Ohio State's going to beat Miami. So that's why you have to play.
And it would be great to see UCF in the
eight. Right.
Because it's like, hey, they didn't play anyone, but they also didn't lose.
So that's what the eight would have been if you did the conference winners. Then UCF, Alabama, and Wisconsin would
probably be. Wisconsin. Yeah.
So there's your eight, and then
that would have been great.
Lisa mattresses, mattresses. Buy them $100 off any premium mattress. Click on the link below. Remind me. I got to talk to my dad. He needs mattresses. I gotta get two twin size mattresses to their Florida house, and I gotta do it, or else they won't stop. Classic Linda Port. I don't mean to throw. I was just home for Thanksgiving. She called me. She's like, "I never see you." It's like I was just home.
Well, at least she didn't give you the old like Jewish grandmother. Am I gonna see you again while you're with them?
Yeah, my parents though do that.
Yeah,
that is like very much up their alley. While she's sticking like Cheez-Its and all sorts of food in like spots in my suitcase. NFL, we switch it. Big week, a lot of funny stuff, a lot of interesting stuff with the NFL. We have the Gronk incident, that cheap shot. We have the Chiefs who have imploded, losing to the Jets. We have Peterson throwing the flag into the crowd. KFC, you love the Jew crew that went nuts. You made a Facebook video that has been denied by every Jew in this office, being like, well,
actually,
probably pretty anti-Semitic.
You didn't even see the outtake, right?
Were you Heil Hitler?
No, I was.
You had a little mustache.
I was plugging the shirt at the end, and I was like, it's the goddamn Jews, and it just flowed out a little too natural.
Yeah. The Giants.
They were electric, though.
Giants firing Ben McAdoo. We had Joe Flacco. Mimicking the Jameis press conference, eating the W. So a lot of different things.
I didn't think Joe Flacco had that in him. I didn't think he was like that. That's great
when like a guy like Joe Flacco, who's not funny or doesn't have a personality,
controversial at all,
does one thing. He basically, it's like a long setup for a joke.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Joe Flacco spent 20 years being the most boring guy in the world. And then he eats a W. And I was like, oh my God, yeah. Joe Flacco.
From the clouds. Also, let's not sleep on Alex Mack getting destroyed by a flag. Mm-hmm. Which the way that GIF came about in the way I saw it, that was the caption. I think it was like NFL retweet where I saw it. Just said, Alex Mack gets destroyed by a flag. And he honestly got destroyed.
He got destroyed
by that flag. His reaction, and I know the flags have a little thing, but it hit him in the side of the helmet. Couldn't have hurt. But I mean,
it'd be great if he got a concussion.
Yeah,
that.
He got destroyed by a flag. Yeah, I don't know anything in particular you want to talk about. Ben McAdoo is probably the lead story, and everyone is talking about Gronk. It has an official. I'm sure he's going to get a game for literally going full WWE. I actually don't think I've ever seen WWE move in a game before.
It was so clear that Gronk, like, just, he like, stopped thinking.
He snapped.
Or whatever he was doing, he stopped using that brain and just jumped on him.
He has no brain, and that's why people, like, you can yell, there's nothing he can do.
Right.
Like, he has no brain.
Yeah, I was seeing people online were getting mad because he was smirking a little bit in his apology. And you're like, that's just Gronk. Like, he's always got a little bit of a smirk on his face.
You can't discipline that guy. You can't get mad at that guy. You just went full Gronk on him.
It's scary
because you can kill a man, but
he's absent.
If you're
a Patriots fan,
what you got to be worried about is
retaliation.
The Bills did
weeks.
Nothing
I know.
In the moment. Like, that That was the most shocking part about it. Not Gronk, like, just stopped thinking.
I just won't play him.
Like, that. Could you imagine if that was.
Friend of the program, Richie Incognito, may try to, like, ACL.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't be on the field at the same time.
That's kind of tough.
That stops
that probably wouldn't stop. But if that happened, like, if Denver, could you imagine if that was Denver's defense and Gronk did that to someone?
This year, you may
They would have canceled football forever.
Yeah, it was a dirty, but again, like what I said, Gronk after the Super Bowl, he lost to the Giants, and he's like body slamming his brothers with like a broken knee.
Right.
He has no brain.
Right.
That's why he goes wrestling. And he's a wrestling guy. There's Mojo Rawley, his buddy that was probably like so happy for him. But everything, that was just like the little shuffle of them. He looked like Iron Mike Sharp. He's wearing that huge fucking Gronk being Gronk.
The Chiefs, by the way, I know this is like hypocritical of me to make fun of being a fan of a bad football team, but if I was a Chiefs fan right now, I would.
I mean, the Chargers are going to win the West.
That was
they've been hot. I've been saying that for a few weeks now. They look really, really good. The other thing, little something to circle here. The Eagles
really, really good. Who did they play yesterday?
No, they've looked good.
They didn't cover over somebody horrible.
The Browns. They beat them by 9. I don't know.
It was a sloppy 9.
Because you bet the second half.
That shout out.
Yeah, we
Kamal
lost that over second half over. Yeah.
Some sort of algorithm that.
The one thing that's going to be interesting is the Eagles playing against the Rams this week, because the Eagles have only beaten one team above 500.
That is the new.
I do think the Eagles are really good, and I think Carson Wentz is the real deal. But if they come out and lay another stinker, and then it's like, okay, so you just lost to two really good teams, the NFC.
Where is that game next week?
In LA.
That, Rams are pretty good.
Rams are good.
Their schedule is like the new thing that everybody
just,
has latched on to, and
it's
like pretty substantial.
Right, they made it look so easy, and then
because it was easy because they were playing bad
also
teams.
That Sunday night football game. When you make the Seahawks underdogs at home, like
they probably
sat around just like barking at each other all week, just working themselves into a lather being underdogs.
That,
you don't make that team an underdog at home.
So that to me, that was a very, and I'm not saying you're not saying, that was a very acceptable loss for the Eagles. The two throws that he made, Wentz on the touchdown drive, Like the one where he's falling down was like wild.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah. I still think the Eagles are for real. But what I'm saying is, if they don't show up on Sunday against LA, there will be doubt creeping in to all the, you know, Super Bowl talk that the Philly fans have been doing.
I haven't been sold on Minnesota, but if the Eagles have to go to Minnesota,
Minnesota's defense is.
But there's something about
it's Case Keenum. You're basically like everyone in America being like, is Case Keenum really going to keep playing like this?
And there's also never, right in the history of the NFL, been a team that played in their hometown for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so a little stay woke for you. Mm-hmm. I think because, you know, the Super Bowl story, all the media is going to be like, wow, why are we in Minnesota in February? It's cold as shit. Vikings make it to Super Bowl. That's a layup story right there. They can write about how the Vikings are in the Super Bowl and it's the first time a home team has hosted a Super Bowl. Get them a little off the scent there. Because you know that's going to happen. Remember when the Super Bowl was in Dallas and there was a snowstorm? And remember Schefter? Thoughts and prayers to Adam Schefter.
Well, he complained about.
Yeah, he had to deal with this little ice.
The Pats media did that too when they played in Jacksonville because Jacksonville, it was just the worst Super Bowl.
Media, flights and bad weather in the Super Bowl. That will make the media pretty cranky.
Shohei Ohtani, the Japanese baseball player, has said he will not play in a big market. Won't play on the West Coast. What are you laughing
Ohtani.
At, Carabas?
Shohei Ohtani. It's Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Origami is it's Shohei Ohtani.
Whoa.
Whatever, Carabas.
Is that a little mnemonic there that you had for yourself? What did you just say? Say it again.
Shohei Ohtani.
Fine. No, but what was the origami part?
I was making fun of Dave for not being able to pronounce anybody's name.
Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Whatever. This Japanese baseball player, supposed to be Babe Ruth, can pitch, can do everything. You call him a pussy, Carabas?
Colossal pussy.
I disagree.
Why? On what basis?
He wants to go play with a lot of Japanese people. He wants to go play for the Mariners.
That's fine. Yeah, but like if he had just said, I want to play for the Mariners or I want to go on the West Coast.
Because they have a lot of Asian people.
That's fine. He said, I don't want to play for a big market team. That's when I was like, that's a red flag.
You never know.
If you only are looking at small market teams, that's the biggest red flag you could ever throw as a professional.
I disagree. If you're a Japanese player,
I want to go where no one is paying attention.
Wait, but hold on. Wouldn't you rather have a guy know that he doesn't, like, wouldn't you rather have had David Price be like, I don't want to play in a big market?
Oh, you just went right after his best friend.
But I mean, he.
But I'm just saying,
never
like,
said that. Like, he doesn't care about big markets.
But if he knows the media bothers him and he's probably gonna have translation issues, I'd rather him say it up front than be like.
But that's
I
different
go play
because the Red Sox paid him $217 million to put up with that shit. This guy is getting crumbs.
That's
no matter
what
where
the craziest thing is, that he can't make any fucking money doing this.
What? If he waits
2 years, he can make.
No, what
the
rules
are not allowed.
What they said though
makes like $10 million a year.
No, they're gonna sign him, and then after like 3 months, they're just gonna
renegotiate.
They can't do that.
No. So if you're international and under 25, you can only make like $10 million a year. If he waits till he's 25, he can make like open market.
He's treated
he can
like a minor leaguer.
$250, $300 million.
What's the problem with that? He comes and makes $10 million.
He's just crazy.
It's not $10 million. It's crumps. He's basically like, he has to go through the arbitration process after 3 years of service time.
So that would be the opposite of being a pussy then. He's coming here just to play in the bigs for no money.
Yeah,
that's not, almost the ultimate.
Yeah,
that
you
just butting on myself.
That's dumb.
Yeah, like, you just got reversed. There. That's
he literally foregoed $300 million
for Carabas.
Yeah. If he had just waited to sign,
that's
he
the
would
ultimate
have made $300 million
on yourself.
Yeah, he's betting on himself. Right. He's got huge balls.
You could stay home. I think
that's not betting on yourself.
A pussy move would be to stay home and be like in the comfort of his own home.
Would anyone blame him for staying home and waiting a couple years to cash in a $300 million
in
2 years?
Right, but he is coming to play for crumbs, like you said, not us, you.
Betting on himself.
Betting on himself.
He's making crumbs
dumb.
In baseball, but endorsement money and all the other things that come along with being a Japanese
superstar
in America can.
I mean, he could come in and it could all. I never trust any of these guys anymore. I don't know if
you
that's.
You need to be good? Or
I just
like,
don't.
As humans.
No, I trust them as humans. Yeah. I don't trust them to be like as. I just think the hype machine gets so out of hand.
Well, especially with this dude. With
yeah,
this whole
like he's throwing 103
miles an hour.
Can't
be the Japanese Babe Ruth and be like, yeah, I don't want to play for the Yankees. Like Babe Ruth played for the Yankees. If you want to be a superstar, you go to a big market.
I've already brought this up. Steve Nebraska.
Yeah. What about Ichiro? He's a pretty big star.
Steve
but
Nebraska
he
didn't want to play
in
New York.
New York.
Steve Nebraska didn't want to play in New York.
Yeah. Threw a fucking perfect game.
27 strikeouts.
If you had just said, I prefer the Mariners, I prefer the West Coast, I have no issue with that at all.
This is a classic Caribous semantics argument.
No, yeah, not at all. Yeah. No,
that's exactly what he said.
If he said one sentence different, you would have been like, he's not a pussy.
Because that's a big difference. That's a huge difference. Saying I prefer the West Coast when you're from Japan, like that's how you get to Japan. It's the West Coast. But if you say I only want to play for a small market team.
So what if he wants to play in LA?
What if he flies out of Boston to go to Japan? What happens? He can't get there?
I don't know. Ask him.
He didn't say LA was out.
I know that.
So he said,
that's a weird take too, being like I only want to play for a small market team and then have the Dodgers and Cubs be a finalist.
Well, that's because he wants the West Coast, it looks like.
Texas is a finalist. Has he looked at a map recently?
I read an article that Theo and
they're in the AL West, but they're in the middle of the country.
LA from Japan?
Yeah, that's it. There's a tunnel. Theo and Jed there was an article that's saying they're getting the most creative they've ever gotten for a free agent, which I would love to see that one.
Yeah, I mean, like that is like some diabolical, like Dr. Evil shit.
But
what
else can you do if you're stuck in this like structure of basically being a minor leaguer?
Do you guys trust these like the hype machine when this gets going?
Fuck no.
No, I mean this one too. Like I don't think I've been burned every single day.
Fugidome, I had that. I was saying that if Fugidome came over, I mean if this happens again, there were some very questionable street attire sold. The rice hats that people were wearing in the bleachers for Fugidome Mets.
Kaz Matsui hit a home run his first at bat with the Mets, and I put him in the Hall of Fame. I was like, that's it. Yes, this guy's a Hall of Famer.
Fugidome hit a home run against the Brewers opening day.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, done.
Ichiro. And then he had anal fissures. Remember that?
Ichiro, and you have Hideki Matsui. Both very good, lived up to it. Who's the guy who died?
Hideki.
He was the biggest.
He killed himself?
Yeah, he was like the
killed
biggest
himself.
Hype one there
he's
was.
Not, he killed himself.
George Steinbrenner called him a fat toad. He killed himself.
Yeah.
Well,
huge bust.
Yeah, terrible. True.
Like that's you want to talk semantics?
No, I know. It was a sad story.
But that is semantics.
Yeah, but he did kill himself.
Maybe it was Mariano Rivera.
He did die.
So did Donnie Moore. Talking guys who killed themselves.
So wait, who's going to get him?
The Mariners.
Okay. Yeah, why?
Because it's close to Japan, I guess.
I don't think that's it.
Why don't you just stay in Japan? If he doesn't want all the attention and he doesn't care about money and he doesn't care about like winning the World Series either. Because when they asked him,
maybe
competitive
desire wants to play against the best.
They asked him what he wants to achieve and he was like, I just want people to like me.
Big market?
People like you in Japan.
I got one last question. Is he actually going to pitch and bat?
Yes. Well,
how do you know?
How the fuck is that going to work?
It's pretty simple. You can just fucking hit as a pitcher in the National League.
I get that, but like, there's work that goes into pitching.
Is he gonna, I think Dan's question.
Yeah, he would like DH like three times a week. Yes, Dan.
Yeah, so he's gonna hit when he's not pitching.
Not like
the Yankees'
every day.
Plan was to DH.
It would be like
on his off
you know he would pitch, have an off day.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's incredible, but I don't think he's gonna be able to.
He can pinch hit.
Right. That's my point. I think there's a lot that goes into. Like
David.
Pitching that will then take away, like, aren't your legs going to get tired when you're playing? Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't it?
Is like the first time he has a
you're
a
acting
bad
like he's
outing
like hasn't
on the mound,
done
they're going to be
been
like,
doing
why are you
it.
Hitting?
Just it's not like something he wants to try out. In
why
the
wouldn't
been doing
Bumgarner do that? He's better than half the hitters. Yeah.
Because he, like, that's a guy that he's got some pop, but if you project that out over a whole season, he'd hit like 120. And hit like 10 homers.
You get overexposed.
No, not.
When you pinch hit with a.
What do you think Bumgarner would
do? You think if Bumgarner would only hit 10 homers?
You'd probably hit like
210,
maybe.
I think
he wouldn't be like.
He'd get overexposed.
He wouldn't be an everyday. He would be below replacement.
Yeah. Like he can sneak up on you and hit a couple
homers. I mean, he hits like 10 home runs like pitching, doesn't he?
No, he hits like two or three or four. Between two and four a year.
The Winklevoss. Thank you, Jared.
Thanks, Jared.
The Winklevoss twins have become the first Bitcoin billionaires. I almost bought more. Are you?
I did. Yeah. Right.
It's like 11,300 at last check.
It's never good when our brains are in the exact same spot. And I saw your rant, and 2 days before I had said, basically word for word, I don't know what I'm buying, and I know that I'm buying it a bad deal, but I can't wake up every morning knowing that people are making money and I'm not.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's bad. It's bad when either of us have that thought. It's really bad when we both have that thought at the same time.
Somebody told me Caleb
bought something. That's what started to scare me. Is like that literally everybody has it now. Now I'm starting to feel like I'm okay not having it because I feel like this is gambling.
It's
the same thing when I watch you guys gamble
and
lose your money.
And
I'm okay with that.
I'm rooting for a crash. I'm in.
Well, because there's also like a little part of me, and this is probably just that I haven't slept in a long time, but Nate could just be a spy that's just trying to pump up Bitcoin.
Of course,
and
he is.
Well, Nate, so is Lewis. Nate, I mean, Nate Lewis is openly that he's rooting for the crash too, and he's just here for the fun. Yet he also says he has a quarter of his net worth. Yeah. Like, if you have a quarter of your net worth tied up in anything, you're not just here for fun.
Yeah. That's
a problem if you lose all that money.
I started doing something I don't like to do, which is read. Like, I've started to read articles on it,
wow.
And there's, like, trackers out there.
Let me know what you find out.
There's trackers that, like, alert you by the signs, like, is get ready in the next, like, 2 hours, it's going to crash. Or, like, it's going to, so, like, you should maybe theoretically, like, oh, not that you can buy it anyways, because it limits you. The whole thing's so fucked. The more I read, the
especially
more
now that I know the Winklevosses own all the fucking money.
Yeah, well, the whole thing's a scam.
Also, once I heard that when Phil Hellmuth was here, he said that he had a coin and they lost it.
Oh, you? I've
he had
gone
a Bitcoin
a
and it was just poof, they lost it.
My thing
what does
is,
that mean?
My thing is, it's not regulated, and it's like
the Winklevoss twins could sell it tomorrow. We'd be all fucked, right?
Probably.
I think so.
That doesn't
I think
seem
so.
Like a good plan for us. Seems like
when the
it seems like everything
the world,
else in the financial world, there will be like five white dudes that will make billions and everyone else will get fucked.
Yeah. And if Lewis is one of them, he may be. Imagine just seeing like Lewis ringing.
I would
like
love
the
to see Lewis with a shitload of money.
Lewis on the Bitcoin exchange, like ringing. Like, mm-hmm. They're probably the way they do it isn't even a bell.
Again.
Isn't even
we'd
a bell
him,
or a thing.
Be
it's
around.
Just like air. He's just, it's just like, oh. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, real. That's the bell. Yeah, right.
I got hooked because. I think Nate said to me, he's like, do you think there's going to be paper currency in like 50 years? I was like, I didn't really think about that. He's like, yeah, it's going to be Bitcoin. Like, okay. It's the money of the future.
Sure. Hey, I'm in. Like, I just buy $700 a day.
Yeah,
day
I've been buying like $1,000 a week and then like average it out.
And then I don't understand. We got a guy, Marty, who runs around here. He doesn't even work here.
What? Marty?
Yeah, Marty, the Bitcoin guy.
There's a Marty here?
Yeah.
No.
He's Lewis.
Where's Marty?
He's on the second floor. He has his own.
We need to talk to Marty.
He has like his own office.
Can we get Marty? Can someone go get Marty?
I mean, I'm like, people are laughing, but
and he,
yeah, go get Marty. He's making this person up.
And he just does. He doesn't do Barstool work. He does Bitcoin.
Yeah, you didn't know
he's
that.
He's not getting paid by Barstool.
No, he's Lewis. He's a Bitcoin expert.
Yeah, I need to talk to Marty. Let's talk to Marty.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he's here right now, but he has like that corner office. I tried to use it.
It's a corner office.
It's like, I'm busy. We're doing like Bitcoin in here. It's like, all right.
And he's
walk
and
away.
And we do or do not pay him?
No, he's a Bitcoin.
But he's a real person.
What does he do to make real money?
Bitcoin.
And Lewis.
And why
and
is
Lewis,
he here?
And he answers to Lewis? Like, Lewis tells him what to do?
Seems that way.
Lewis, well, that has, got nice, Lewis has got a nice little flow chart underneath him.
I'm going to show you something. You guys are going to get a kick out of this. I'm going to keep talking. I'll show you what Marty had me do yesterday.
Oh, my God.
The fact that Marty has you doing anything, I can't get him to do a single thing. Here's what Marty had me do.
It'd be great if Dave is just hallucinating.
Yeah, like, there's no Marty.
Pepe Sylvia.
If Lewis has like a Bitcoin minion that does his bidding.
Lewis got a lot of things going on. He's got a lot of
he's the ultimate hustler.
Yeah. He's getting his intern an intern.
He will be
What the fuck?
This is all my Bitcoins in here.
Wait.
Now you have my Bitcoin.
That's it. I got rich.
Yeah.
I'm rich.
Marty has
this. This is Marty?
That's Marty.
Marty.
Marty, what's up, man?
Much.
What he's in Bitcoin.
Dan, yeah, I'm in Bitcoin, but I mean, I need some more.
He doesn't have me up. That's all my Bitcoins in there.
So you don't get paid by Barstool.
What was that?
You don't get paid by Barstool.
We just unplugged it. It's ruined.
You're just
a
Bitcoin guy.
My Bitcoin bank back.
Just a Bitcoin guy right now, yeah.
And you just have an office.
So what if I smash this?
Came in. Yeah, actually, I am getting
paid. Then I have nothing.
Oh, okay, wait. He is getting paid.
If I smash this, what happens?
We are.
Oh, from Barstool?
For what?
No. I'm vetoing this. I veto this.
No, I'm in on this. I do not veto this.
He's just said I'm not even supposed to serious.
No, we need more guys like Marty, just guys out here making us money. How much Bitcoin do you have?
I'm going to write all over
Not enough.
What if I smash this?
It's a very personal question.
Interesting. Yeah, I've been asking people that, and everyone's like, you can't ask that. Like, why not? It's fucking fake money, dude.
It's personal.
It's Monopoly money.
How much money do you have in your bank account?
I have a few Bitcoins, probably. I don't know. Marty.
I don't know what he was paid. Can I give it back?
No.
Give it back, Kevin. What does Marty have in you do, Dave?
He helped you with
this,
Bitcoin.
How does this even turn on?
So this is like basically like a Swiss bank account in your pocket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tax-free?
Definitely not tax-free. Make sure you pay your taxes.
That's smart. Smart to say that on record, Marty.
He's got private keys. that back that
you
up.
You can't access that. That you don't have the codes access.
No, that's.
So Dave has a password that if you ever lost that, you can recover it with.
So
you
what is that though? What
you
is
think
that?
Dave remembers his password?
It's basically like a glorified USB.
So do I need one?
Can I would get one. I would not keep it on exchange. So if you buy on Coinbase or anything like that.
I'm on Coinbase.
I would get it off Coinbase.
I was going to say, that's the other thing, everybody's on Coinbase.
I should be off
right?
Coinbase?
There's too many people. I mean, I don't want to say too many people, yeah.
So can you get me hooked up? I didn't know you even worked.
I can hook up anybody. Hey.
All right.
I'm doing a fee.
So Marty.
0.1 Bitcoin per setup.
That's fine. Marty, I'll wet the beak.
Do you actually believe in this, or are you just a hustler and you know that this is the scam of the moment and you're just cashing in?
I'm ideologically bought in.
Okay.
I believe in it.
Do you think it's the money of the future?
I do.
Okay, nice. Good. You answered that one.
I'm surprised you know Marty existed. You're a big Lewis guy.
I haven't been here for a week.
Yeah, but no, Marty's been here way longer than a week.
I've been sneaking in every like Friday afternoon to record a podcast here. I don't even know if you know.
Oh, you're the
Marty does a podcast
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lou's been saying
Bitcoin
that.
Podcast?
Okay, yeah, I did know. Yeah. I knew there was someone out there that was
you. Can have
you.
A serious show by the end of the
you.
Fucking week.
Okay. So
it's a good
sense,
show.
Huh?
It's a good show. We got some smart people. We had MIT Visionary of the Year on a couple weeks ago. Talking about Bitcoin.
Yeah, I'm just going to need you to hook me up with Bitcoin. I don't want to listen
to you. Marty, who's listening to your podcast?
I will say this.
You and Lou?
Going through his...
10,000 downloads last month.
Nice. I will say, going through it, I wish it was one Bitcoin worth. I wish I was listening to Lewis like 8 months ago. I will say, it's a pain in the ass, the process, but like
I'm going to find you after this, Marty.
I'm around. I'll be around all month.
Yeah,
so
apparently.
It's not too late, huh?
No, it's not too late.
But you're saying that because you're making a commission.
No, Kevin doesn't want Bitcoin. I don't want you touching my Bitcoin.
Lewis also gives mixed signals because Marty's a little more, I would say, realistic in the price, where Lewis just kept telling me to buy every single day. But then he's like, if it drops, I'm selling it all. It's like, well.
Lewis, like 6 months ago, I remember I went downstairs and there was a sign on one of the conference rooms that said crypto meeting.
Yeah.
And it was just like Lewis having like a Knights of like a King Arthur's round table about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
I should have gotten in then.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah, Lou's a great hype man. Great hype man.
Well, that's what scares me is that his original like idea was just to get us to hype it up.
So pump and dump?
He did that with like the not the Bitcoin with the other one.
Yeah.
Did that with Ethereum.
Right.
Ethereum.
But Bitcoin is
stronger.
More established.
The Winklevoss have it.
Winklevoss have 1% of all Bitcoin. They have a lot
fuckers.
Of Bitcoin.
Those fuckers.
It's like having 1% of the
okay,
whole fucking
cool.
world.
I'll tell you,
money.
This place, it's a weird environment, this Barstool.
Yeah.
It's getting weirder by the day.
Love it. All right. Well, thank you, Marty. I'm going to come
so wait,
you
are you going to be rich?
Are you rich? Oh, yeah. Marty's going to be rich. Look at the fucking sweater he's wearing, dude. That's a rich guy sweater.
That's Bitcoin
Marty. Yeah, exactly.
Do you have like all your net worth tied up in there, like Nate?
No.
No, that's a rude question.
I know. I like to ask rude questions.
No, Nate, the crash... If it happens, it'll be worth it to watch Nate.
Yes, I'd agree with that.
Nate told me he's just here for like the fun of the ride, though. I'm like, Nate, you're going to lose all your money.
Yeah. 20% of your net worth in Bitcoin is not.
Yeah, if you want to be aggressive, 20%.
That's true.
Conservative 10%.
Dave,
if you're
is there
young,
any
more...
updates on Rough and Rowdy? That
There will be blood one.
Richie Incognito called Tex a little girl on the show, so that was good. Maybe. We get Richie like a guest referee, I guess.
I know Tex, Old Row wanted to sponsor Texas Row, which I thought was a good idea, but he was trying to do a side deal with Bud, which is illegal, and I have to reinforce that.
Yeah.
Bud Light trying to go back door on us. It's like we have a long relationship with them. You think they can
They
want
to give Tex like $100?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I mean, the guys at Bud Light were like, let's talk to this.
Yeah, let's talk to this idiot.
We'll get
Tex,
we'll get like, you know, $50,000 worth of advertising for like $600.
So what we're doing, we sent out the code. And I'm making it one code to make it easy for this fight. Every code, so if people sign up to buy the fight using a code that we give out. So if you tweet it out, like sign up for the fight. If Kevin tweets it out, if I tweet out, anybody.
So it's just the sign up link.
Yeah.
Well, if you go directly to the website, it won't count. It has to be
a Barstool referral.
It has to be
Link.
$1 of every purchase will go to the prize pool, which Tex and Hank have agreed will be a winner take all prize pool. So I think it's going to be upwards of $10,000.
That's a lot of money.
I feel like even more. No, you're shooting for 30, right? 30,000 signups? I think the bulk will come from Barstool referrals.
Well, it depends. The day of the fight,
like
people could
just. People go directly. Don't go directly.
People,
yeah, let's get this as much as possible.
The day of the fight, people just go to Rough and Rowdy Brawl.
That is a great. play because the loser is going to be embarrassed for in the moment. But then when they see that fucking big check that they could have had,
yep.
Whew,
that's like it. That's 10 grand injury, man.
For
I think
a fight.
It's going to be more.
That's a fight. By the way, if you tell me two people who aren't wealthy are fighting, I don't care what planet I'm on. Like, the winner gets like 10 grand. I watch that fight.
Well, fucking that idiot Tex is probably going to give it to Chris Bennett or something. Be like, we'll oh, yeah, we got to make sure Chris Bennett can eat.
What are you going to do with your earnings?
What are you going to do with it?
I've always wanted to go to Moscow.
Moscow. Right? All right.
You, that is an international
incident. I've been learning the languages. Dobry den, privyet. I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah, that's for sure. Like, Newswire on CNN.
See that as the
American man.
Stole,
like,
Dylan Stone tried to steal Putin's fucking tie, and now he's in jail.
No, I want to meet Edward Snowden.
Yeah, see, this
why
is,
don't
yeah,
you can
this,
just go to I, there and, like, hang out with Snowden?
Dude, why do you always do that?
What?
You're
not meeting Edward
Snowden.
You talk
to me
Snowden.
Like I'm a fucking idiot, but...
You just said you would, the with the money, you're going to go meet Edward Snowden. Do you think that needed a reaction?
Ed,
that
Edward
was different?
Snowden? Bro,
you think he's just, like, taking, like, office
I promise
hours?
You there's nobody in Russia saying, oh, I'm going to go to America and meet this fat motherfucker that blogs for Barstool Sports.
Mike, you realize what the problem here is. You think Edward Snowden is holding office hours for fucking Tex to show up?
I'll find him.
Okay.
I don't think you will. I'm pretty sure, like, the whole thing is Snowden's completely off the grid.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the whole point.
I mean, if Vice can get him.
What?
If Vice can get him.
Okay, I guess, yeah.
I'm not doubting you.
Edward Snowden? Okay. That's a wild thing to spend your money, your prize on, but okay.
You know, it's better than Cheetos, which is probably what you spend yours on.
That was a good one.
By the way, you looked fat as shit in that picture.
Which one?
It's getting hard at this point. But Richie and Cock, you look like
a gal. He called you a little girl.
Dude.
He called you a little bitch.
First of all,
no brain.
Like, you can tell a timid-ass man is a guy that has tribal tattoos. That's Richie Cocky.
Yeah, but a hard-ass man is a guy who shaves half his head.
If I'm walking down the street in New York, nobody's fucking with me.
Okay. I don't even know. Okay.
Are you Team Tex?
I think
you're Team Tex.
Nope. I'm down.
Middle. Team Money.
I want a great fight. I want people to say it was so good that we want to see the next one.
Who are you going to call out if you win?
Chris Bennett.
Like that.
Stop calling him out.
How about you stop telling me what the fuck?
I just said I'm on your.
You just
I'm
said
the
you're
only
right down
friend
the
you got.
I don't need friends.
I'm your friend. No, I'm actually your mentor.
As a friend, I was like, don't call out Chris Bennett because he's going to keep knocking you out.
Dude, if you've never made an enemy, you've never made a friend. And motherfucker, I got a lot of enemies and I fucking love it. Get the fuck away from me, dude.
We're
going to
talk about the world.
Man, I got
two. That's good cut. Bobbin and weaving.
No, seriously, though, like, I got way too much testosterone going on. Yeah.